I watched Raimi Klinger's Meeting C++ 2025 talk Age of Empires. 25 plus years of pathfinding problems with C++ last week and came away with two thoughts. First, pathfinding is a 40-year-old problem that still ships with fresh bugs in modern game engines. Second, nobody writes a single post that lines up the actual algorithms. A star, JPS, theta star, flow fields, visibility graphs, with code you can paste into God bolt and benchmarks that let you reason about trade-offs. So I wrote one. Every implementation below is a single C++23 translation unit. No dependencies. Builds with O2 optimization on C++23, standard on GCC14. Every code block has a God bolt link. The same grid generator feeds all of them, so the numbers are directly comparable. I ran everything in Docker on GCC14, and the results section is what actually came out of my machine, not what a paper's abstract promised. Section: Why pathfinding is still hard. Three structural pressures make game pathfinding a different problem from textbook shortest path. Wall clock budget. You have a few milliseconds per frame shared across every system. A 500-unit RTS needs 500 paths computed, updated, and replanned per second, without blowing the frame budget. Dynamic obstacles. Other units move. Buildings get placed and destroyed. A path is a hypothesis that expires. Predicates that disagree with themselves. This is the Klinger's / Age of Empires punchline. Orient 2D, A, B, C, with floats plus single instruction multiple data, plus no x87 extended precision can return different signs depending on evaluation order. Units phase through buildings. Integer arithmetic fixes it. Grid A star handles some of these, none of them well. The field has accumulated half a dozen specialized approaches, each with a tight win condition. Section: A star, the baseline. Nothing beats a star at being obvious. Expand the open set node with minimum f, n, equals g, n, plus h, n, where g is the cost so far, and h is an admissible heuristic for 8 connected grids, octal distance, 10, dx plus dy, plus 14 to 20, min, dx, dy, with straight cost 10 and diagonal 14. The only subtlety worth calling out, corner rules. Free policies are in common use. Free corner cutting, diagonals always allowed. Paths get through single cell gaps, feels wrong visually. No squeeze, diagonal allowed unless both adjacent cardinals are blocked. What the JPS paper assumes. No corner cut, diagonal allowed only if both cardinals are walkable. What most RTS games ship. The no squeeze rule is used throughout this post. It matters. Mismatched rules between a star and JPS is a silent source of bugs where one algorithm reports a shorter cost than the other. Ask me how I know. The C++23 niceties that actually help. Not a scarred. println instead of printf. Designated initializers for the grid at w equals w, dot h equals h, tor, reverse on the reconstructed path. God bolt. Full asta.cpp with scenarios GCC 14.3. O2 optimization on C++23 standard. Section: Jump point search and why it's often slower. JPS, Herber and Gratian, Triple AI 2011, is a star's younger, more aggressive sibling. It assumes a uniform cost 8 connected grid and exploits the fact that most of a star's open set pushes are symmetric, different paths of equal length expanded into the open list. JPS prunes symmetric paths by jumping in straight lines until it finds a reason to stop. 1. The ray hits a blocked cell or the edge of the grid abort. 2. The ray reaches the goal success. 3. The current cell has a forced neighbor, a neighbor a star would have considered because an obstacle elsewhere makes that neighbor not symmetric. This cell is a jump point. Add it to the open set. 4. Four diagonal rays recurse along the two cardinal components. If either finds a jump point, the current cell is a jump point. Section: The bug I hit. My first JPS implementation reported an 8-unit shorter optimal cost than a star on the same grid. Classic symptom of squeezing through a pinch. The fix is subtle. If the squeeze check comes after the force neighbor check, you can return a jump point that you couldn't actually have stepped to. The diagonal move needs to be legal first, then we ask whether it's a jump point. Got the order backwards once. paid for it with a verifier that caught the illegal step. 18.5, 19.6, both 18.6 and 19.5 blocked. Section, when does JPS actually win? In the benchmark below, naive recursive JPS on a 512 by 512 rooms and corridors map expands 22 times fewer nodes than a star and runs 2.5 times slower. The recursion cost in the inner loop eats the savings. This is not a new observation. It's why JPS Plus exists, Haribur and Gratian, ICAPS 2014. JPS with offline preprocessing of all jump points. And why Steve Robbins' GDC JPS Plus work produces the production-grade speed-up people cite. Treat naive JPS as the algorithm, JPS Plus as the implementation that ships. Godbolt, full JPS.cpp. Section, theta star, any angle paths. A star produces grid-aligned zigzags. Post-smoothing helps, but is a hack layered on top of a wrong answer. Theta star, Nash, Daniel, Koenig, Fellner, Triple AI 2007, fixes it at the source. On each relaxation, check whether the current node's grandparent has line of sight to the neighbor. If yes, skip the current node and use the grandparent as the parent directly. The result is a path that hugs obstacle corners along straight segments. The lowest check is breast and ham with a no-squeeze guard at diagonal steps. Every relaxation pays an O grid diagonal, lowest cost, which is why theta star expands as many nodes as a star, but runs 2 to 8 times slower in wall time. The payoff, paths that are 2 to 3% shorter in Euclidean distance and look dramatically better, 12 waypoints instead of 50. Theta star is the right call when path quality matters more than solve time, ships, tanks, vehicles, and big open spaces. It's the wrong call for swarms of units where visual smoothing is done by steering anyway. Godbolt. Full theta.cpp. Section, flow fields, one Dijkstra, 1,000 agents. A star and JPS amortize poorly across agents. Each agent gets its own search. Elijah Emerson's crowd path finding and steering using flow field tiles, Game AI Pro, CH23, flips the problem. If 500 Marines are all moving to the same mineral field, do one reverse Dijkstra from the goal. Store two fields. Integration field, 32-bit cost to goal per cell. Flow field, 8-bit direction index, 0, 7 for the 8 neighbors, minus 1 for unreachable. Every agent reads its cell's flow index, steps, repeats. Build cost O, V log V, per agent query O1. On my 512 by 512 random map, flow field build takes 45 milliseconds, but following it for 1,000 agents costs 5.7 microseconds slash agent. A star over the same map costs 8.6 milliseconds per query times 1,000 agents equals 8.6 seconds. Flow fields break even versus per agent, a star at roughly 5 agents sharing a goal. Supreme Commander 2 took this further with sector portal decomposition. The map is split into 10 times 10 cell sectors. A star runs on the portal graph. Flow fields are computed lazily per portal window goal. Emerson's chapter is the canonical reference and worth reading in full. Godbolt, full flowfield.cpp. Section, visibility graphs, the Age of Empires 2DE approach. Age of Empires 2DE's short-range paythere uses a different primitive entirely. Obstructions are circles, units, trees, and AABBS, buildings. Instead of pathing on a grid, expose the hull vertices of each obstruction, corners for boxes, sampled tangent points for circles. Then, 1. Build a graph over all mutually visible vertex pairs plus start plus goal. 2. Drop edges that intersect any obstruction interior. 3. A star over the resulting graph. The graph stays small, a few hundred vertices for typical obstacle counts, and the resulting path is optimal among polygonal paths and naturally tangent to obstacles. The interesting engineering problem isn't the search. It's the geometric predicates. This is the punchline of Klinger's talk. When Forgotten Empires modernized Age of Empires 2 and compilers enabled single instruction multiple data by default, two things happened simultaneously. Denormals started flushing to zero, and 80-bit x87 extended precision went away on x64. Geometric predicates that used to classify points consistently started disagreeing with themselves, depending on evaluation order. Units phased through buildings. The fix was to move to 8.8 fixed point coordinates and integer predicates. Orient 2D now returns int 64_t, segment versus circle, uses __, int 128 to avoid overflow. Same inputs, same output, every compiler flag, every hardware target. The talk calls this a self-verifiable algorithm. That's the right framing. A floating point predicate is a heuristic that happens to be right most of the time. An integer predicate is a theorem. Godbolt, fullvisibility.cpp. Section, sidebar, StarCraft, Brood Wars Pathfinding. Patrick Wyatt, BW lead programmer, wrote the StarCraft Pathfinding hack, the canonical primary source. The structure, regions, static on map load, 10x10 terrain tiles each, used as nodes for high-level A star. Walk tiles, 8x8, pixel grid for low-level movement. Warcraft had 32x32 tiles with 16 subcells. StarCraft bumped to 8x8 because of isometric art, inflating the pathing map 16 times. Local collision, a gigantic state machine which encoded all sorts of specialized get-me-out-of-here hacks. Units that couldn't resolve a collision just stopped. Hence the Dragoon's famous reputation for failing to path. It was the largest ground unit and got wedged most often. And the shipping hack. Whenever harvesters are on their way to get minerals, or when they're on the way back carrying those minerals, they ignore collisions with other units. That's why idle harvesters spread out when you stop them. They finally start checking tiles. No flow fields. No NAV mesh. Just regions plus 8x8 grid A star plus a collision avoidance state machine with escape hatches. BWAPI exposes the region graph via BWAP region. For a clean C++ re-implementation of the original engine with the pathing preserved, see OpenBW. Terrain analysis libraries like BWTA do their own Voronoi-based region decomposition. Useful if you want the abstract structure without reading Blizzard's original bytes. Section, what StarCraft II changed? Anhalt, Kring, and Sturtevant presented the StarCraft II architecture at GDC 2011. AI navigation. It's not a solved problem yet. Three layers. 1. Constrained Delaunay triangulation NAV mesh. Runtime representation, separate layers for ground, flying, cliff transitions. 2. A star over the triangulated graph, with tunnel portals between adjacent triangles. 3. Steering behaviors, Boyd style, with horizon analysis predicting collisions before they happen. Group movement uses flow fields over the NAV mesh. The net effect, no BW-style deadlock. Units push and slide around each other rather than stopping and waiting for a timeout. This is the template most modern engines follow. Unreal's NAV mesh is recast/detour. Unity's AI navigation package is detour. Godot's navigation server uses recast for baking. The NAV mesh has won. Section, benchmarks. One combined binary that runs all four grid algorithms on identical scenarios. Same RNG seeds, same start/goal, same corner rule. Source, bench.cpp on Godbolt. All costs are scaled by 10 so octal and Euclidean stay comparable. Key readings. All four agree on octal optimal cost, 7526, 7774, 14772, when measuring grid edge paths. Only Theta Star's Euclidean cost is strictly shorter, because it's not restricted to grid edges. A star wins wall time in every scenario. On random maps, JPS expands almost as many nodes. JPS's advantage is open corridors. On rooms, JPS expands 22 times fewer nodes, but its per jump work dominates. Flow fields build cost scales with reachable cells, not path length. On the 1024 Superscript 2 map, it fills the entire reachable component, 890k cells. The win comes from amortising that build across many agents, not from single path latency. Theta Star's Los checks are expensive in open rooms. 77 milliseconds versus A Star's 9.7 milliseconds, 8 times slower, for a path 3.6% shorter. For most games, this isn't worth it. For a ship that turns slowly, it is. Section. Why naive JPS loses wall time? Two reasons. Both implementation level. 1. Recursion. Each diagonal step makes 2 recursive cardinal jumps. In open rooms, those cardinal jumps can scan 64 cells at a time. You save on open set pushes, but pay in cell visits. 2. G.walkable has a bounds check. With O2 optimization at inlines, but the branch is still there. Production JPS uses sentinel borders, pad the grid with an extra row/column of blocked cells, so the bounds check can be removed. JPS Plus avoids both by pre-computing the jump distance from every cell in every direction. Inner loop becomes a table lookup. This is also why the GPPC grid pathfinding competition leaderboards are dominated by JPS Plus variants. The win is in the pre-processing, not the online algorithm. Section, which one should you pick? Section, libraries and reference implementations. Navigation meshes. Recast navigation / recast navigation. Miko Mononen's NAV mesh toolkit. Ships inside Unreal, wrapped by Unity AI navigation and Godot. JPS and any angle search. Nathanst/Hog2. Nathan Sturtevant's C++ testbed. A star, JPS, JPS Plus, Theta star, HPA star, with loaders for Baldur's Gate, /Dragon Age, StarCraft benchmark maps. Kumar Robotics, JPS 3D, Upin C++ 2D, /3D JPS, robotics grade. Path planning /A star JPS Theta star, clean academic C++ implementation of the 3-paper triple. Chow/pathfinding.js, JS, but the best annotated JPS reference. Good for reading. Benchmarks. Sturtevant's grid pathfinding benchmark set, used by every serious pathfinding paper. GPPC, the annual grid pathfinding competition at ICAPS/AAAI. StarCraft. BWAPI/BWAPI, Brood War API, the base for BWBot research. OpenBW/OpenBull. Open source BW engine re-implementation that preserves the original, buggy, pathfinding. HPA star and flow fields. Hugaskurti/hierarchical pathfinding. Closest to a reference HPA star implementation tested on Dragon Age maps. Von Wolfhaus/flow field. The canonical flow field plus steering demo people cite after the Planetary Annihilation GDC talk. Engine source. Godot engine/Godot modules/navigation/wraps recast for baking. Runtime navigation server is original. Section, all god bolt links. Everything above is paste and compile. All compile with GCC 14.3, O2 optimization on C++23 standard. The main C++23 features in use are print/println, cleaner than printf, not iscard. On search result types, designated initializers for structors and reverse. Nothing exotic. The algorithms would look nearly identical in C++17. C++23 just makes the scaffolding quieter. Section, further reading. Clingers are Age of Empires, 25 plus years of pathfinding problems with C++, meeting C++2025. Haraber, D. Gratian, A. Online graph pruning for pathfinding on grid maps. AAAI 2011, JPS. Nash, A. Daniel, K. Koenig, S. Fellner, A. Theta star, any angle path planning on grids. AAAI 2007. Emerson, E. Crowd pathfinding and steering using flow field tiles. Game AI Pro CH23, CRC Press, 2015. Botia, A. Muller, M. Schaefer, J. Near Optimal Hierarchical Pathfinding. Journal of Game Development, 2004. HPA star. Wyatt, P. The StarCraft Pathfinding Hack, Code of Honor Blog, 2013. Onhalt, J. Kring, K. Sturtevant, N. AI Navigation, It's Not a Solved Problem Yet. GDC 2011, StarCraft 2. Patel, A. Introduction to a star, Red Blob Games. Still the best first read. The punchline I keep coming back to, pathfinding is not one algorithm. It's a portfolio. Pick the piece that matches the actual constraint. Agent count, map density, solve time budget, whether path aesthetics matter. Then ship something you can verify. Integer predicates if you care whether your units stay on the right side of a wall. Benchmarks if you care whether it runs in your frame.